Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mission Control Podcast. We want to thank all our sponsors for this podcast tonight. Thank you again. Episode 2 of Emergency Coronavirus Podcast. And wow, what a crazy 48 hours on the global scale and sports world. Thoughts and prayers to everyone affected right now on this global pandemic. But on the sports side of things, here we are. We have no sports. There's nothing for us to do or consume for the short time. Obviously, the powers to be in every sport took the necessary steps for the protection of players and fans alike to cancel the sports, to cancel everything that was going on, fan orientation, from spring training to XFL to everything. And wow, 48 hours. And here we are, Rudy Gobert, patient zero of the sports world. He is diagnosed with coronavirus, cancels the NBA season, and then the trickle down effect all the way through sports. And I think we all kind of knew what was going to happen when we saw the news break about the NBA suspending their season. It was going to go to other sports. You didn't want to be the last person holding the bag, so to say. So we saw every conference tournament in the NCAA, they canceled their tournaments, as some even where players were on the court. And just like that, March Madness is canceled. There will be no March Madness this season. Nothing for all you degenerates out there to gamble. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to gamble on the weather. We'll find something to take bets on if it's going to rain or not, I guess. But no March Madness this year. Strictly March Sadness. College, all of college spring sports canceled. So no Omaha, no swimming, no track, no field, nothing. Zero sports, no college softball as well. College sports is done for the spring semesters, which kind of sucks. If you think about it, imagine yourself a senior athlete and you've worked your entire life to be in this moment. I mean, you're not playing a pro sport after college. This is your last games, your last chance for to make a March Madness run, to make an Omaha run, to do anything, maybe just to play the sport. And that was taken away from you. So that's gonna be really interesting how the NCAA is gonna handle that. I'm sure they always handle things in the best interest of the student athletes all the time. That was sarcasm for everyone out there. But hopefully these kids can get a chance to play again, because it'd be a really crappy way to go out. Vince Carter as well in the NBA. He's a legend. He's going to retire at the end of the season. And if his career goes out like this, it's just a really weird 48 hours in the sports world due to the coronavirus. The 30 for 30, I tweeted about it. I said this 30 for 30 is going to be crazy, in a few years from now when the survivors can pick up and dust off and in the apocalyptic world and create this 30 for 30. But yeah, XFL done for 2020. Your Houston Roughnecks are the champions, self-proclaimed. Apollo Media will have XFL Houston Roughnecks 2020 champion shirts out by the time this time drops. So go out, grab you one. We are the champs. Simple as that. 5-0, undefeated. You can't take that away from us. Houston's a city of champions. We've said it for a few years now. We have championship DNA. Simple as that. So congratulations to the Roughnecks on winning the XFL championship. We'll call it the Super Bowl or Wonder Bowl. I don't know what they're going to call it, but we won that. Cam Phillips, MVPJ. It was great seeing you guys play this year. I don't think we'll see them next year. They'll probably be on the NFL roster. They should be. They're both dynamic talents. They both took the league over by storm. So congrats to them. congrats on their next opportunity when the, if, you know, I'm assuming the NFL's going to be playing by the fall. I'm not one to be an alarmist or ring any bells. We're just going to take this coronavirus day by day. Yeah, so NBA done, XFL done, spring training gone. The beginning of the MLB season pushed back a couple of weeks. So it looks like all those fans, and I know a lot of Houston fans who are going to travel out to see the boys play, because all the Dodgers and Yankee fans and all the West Coast fans were rallying against us and were going to boo us. So I'm so scared. But all the, I do feel for all the Houston fans that were going to go out there, support the guys, and you know, we'll push it back and we'll go back out west to defend the H when that time comes. I mean, obviously it's precautionary. It's not the end of worlds. It's not World War Z right now. Obviously, we joke about it very lightly, but it's a very serious concern right now, nationally, globally. Either you kind of fall in two camps right now. It's not as bad as the flu, or you're, you know, a doomsday prepper. And I don't think it's either or. I think we're kind of more in the middle as everyone, where, hey, this is something that's up. I'd rather be safe than sorry. If something is, you know, is bad, we're prepared. Everyone, no one wants to see what's going on throughout the world, you know, in their communities, because it's, we can joke about it, we can tweet about it, but it's not fun. No one wants to do it. But it looks like, excuse me, it's an unprecedented day. NBA being canceled, NCAA, NHL, Major League Soccer, XFL, Major League Baseball. We're living in strange, weird times. It's a weird time and space. This is what Twitter was for. I mean, from some of the memes and videos to just seeing it all unfold live, to see that, see all the tweets. And I think I saw when the NBA suspended its season, I checked 4 or 5 times to see I wasn't being duped by a fake Twitter account, because I was like, I couldn't believe it. And the videos that came out, Patient Zero, Rudy Gobert, I mean, touching all the mics, kind of mockingly make fun of the new media rule of keeping the media out of the locker room and at a certain distance from players to media members. And then for that video to surface of him mocking everyone, he was Patient Zero. I don't know how you come back from that. I think you have to play basketball overseas. And not only that, he infected Donovan Mitchell, a superstar, top 30 player in the NBA, his teammate. And I mean, he did it. I think I read a tweet where he was messing around with his teammates and all their stuff in the locker room. And obviously he didn't know he was infected at the time. And, you know, thoughts and prayers out to him. Hopefully, you know, he'll be okay, both of them. But I mean, come on, you can't write a story like that. So I hope everyone listening right now, probably wondering, what are we going to do? I'm wondering, what are we going to do for the next foreseeable future? I'll tell you right now, Apollo Media is going to be busting their ass every single day to make sure we're a place for you to go to get away from, if we're quarantined in a home or you're working from home or whatever it is. Apollo Media is going to be running. That's the power of the internet. It's pretty cool. Me and Josh have been talking the last 48 hours, and we've talked to the team about, you know, what are we going to do in the short term? What are we going to do to pivot? What are we going to do to make sure that, one, Apollo Media is taking this to what's popping up, but two, what can we do for our listeners and our fans and our family? You know, we think you guys are family, believe it or not. What can we do for you guys? So there's some things that we have. I don't know if we can divulge it to them right now. You'll see them on our, obviously on all our social platforms, but we have some creative things where we're going to keep the, keep y'all engaged, keep y'all wanting to, wanting us to do what we're doing. And we're going to do that for you guys, because at the end of the day, Apollo Media is not around if it's not for you guys. It's not for you Apollo astronauts wanting to watch us and want us to succeed. But so we want to put out a great product for you guys. I think we have some great ideas. Obviously, with this thrust upon us, it's not like we have a bulletproof, you know, break the glass and we have a coronavirus backup plan. Obviously, we're going to learn on the fly. We're going to do some things. Some things may bomb, you know, but that's what it is. We're going to keep shooting at the end of the day. And we're going to keep rolling out great products on the blog, great video products, great merchandise, and some interesting things. So I think we're going to pivot a bit. We're going to run our Twitch stream a lot more. So you'll see us a lot more playing some PlayStation and Xbox, whether that's MLB The Show, Call of Duty, Fortnite, whatever the young kids are playing these days. We'll be doing that as well. That was something me and Josh have wanted to do, and was an avenue we wanted to reach as well, the esports side of things. And with this curveball that was thrown our way, we're gonna bring that up to the front. You'll have a lot more podcast listening. We'll have the team on regularly, probably two or three times a week. We'll have content going out. So rest assured that we're working on the backside of things, to provide some content for you guys, whether you guys are working from home or, you know, you have kids are not going to school now, so you want to get away for a bit. So we're going to have that. We're going to have everything going on. I'm excited. As of right now, we talked to the Houston Flying Saucer people. Our pop-up merch store is full go. If anything changes, if a city decides to shut down things or ordinances or whatever, we will listen to the professional, to the professionals in this. But as of right now, this Thursday at, 8:57 PM, the Apollo merch, pop-up store at the Flying Saucer, we'll be there. Yeah, we may have to, you know, get some Apollo Media hazmat suits. Josh, when you're editing this, let's put that on our docket. And we'll be there hell or high water unless someone tells us we're not allowed to. To segue a little bit, I wanted to touch Astros spring training. Obviously, we got canceled. But it was a strange week, and excuse me. If you read my thoughts from the weekend, I touched on it a bit about Verlander's injury, and I think it'll be easier coming across this in an audio side of things, because yes, he's been Superman since he came over in 2017. He has won a Cy Young. He's won a World Series, hasn't won a World Series game. That's just kind of how it goes. He's still searching and trying to get that monkey off his back, but he's a Hall of Famer. I said if he won one more World Series in Houston, it'd be a real conversation if he goes into the Hall of Fame wearing an Astro hat instead of a Tiger hat. I don't know if everyone up north wants to hear that, but if he wins one more, I think that's a real conversation that needs to be had. And so the things you think about when you look at our rotation, you lose Gerrit Cole. He goes to New York for a crazy amount of money that me, you, and every single person listening, his family members would sign for $300 million. Doesn't care if you're wearing pinstripes or not. It's $300 million. So there's a lot of innings and a lot of strikeouts and a lot of wins you have to replace right there. You look at your now ace, number two, current ace, Justin Verlander. We read his accolades. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher, but he's 37 years old. There's realities. Father Time is undefeated. It's someone has to say it. I'll say it. You can be upset about it, but Father Time is undefeated. And that's what worries me with your 1-2 anchor and a young rotation after that being 37, 36 years old. A lot of innings, a lot of innings are tacked on those two arms. And they're there to, shoulder the load. And with Lance McCullers Jr., obviously he's a superstar. He loves, Houston. He loves Astros Twitter. But realities are as well, he's coming off Tommy John. That's tough. He's a young kid. He's gonna blow it out every single time, every single opportunity he has. And, he may be on innings count. So that's your, number three. And then your 4 and 5 are real question marks. Yes, Urquidy came out of nowhere, took it over by storm in the playoffs in the World Series with that devastating changeup, and he pitched lights out. Can he transfer that over to a full season? Hopefully, but there's a legitimate question mark. And then number five, that fifth spot, and me and Astros Future talked about it, and we'll get Jimmy back on in a week or two, because we can, deep dive and kind of dissect every spot now that the season's pushed back a bit. But that fifth spot's up for anyone. You would think Forrest Whitley, the number one prospect, the kid that's the next phenom and Strom masterpiece, would be that spot. His opportunity to take that. And at this point, I think Chandler Rome or someone at the Chronicle wrote a piece on Whitley, and yeah, we showed up, at 230 pounds. Strom had some comments in there that he was surprised that Whitley didn't come into camp more focused, ready to go on his body and his mechanics and all that. And he has this new regimen he wants to do with the softballs and weighted balls. And he just had a really subpar, below average spring training. And when you have the number one pitching prospect doing that and not showing up, it's tough. It's real tough when you think he could be it's an opportunity for him to take over the fifth spot and crack the rotation and get out of the minors and fulfill that that number one ace future prospect title. And so you have to rely on your pitching coach. We're very lucky. We have St. Strom. I mean, the guy is the perfect balance of old school baseball and new school analytics. And I'll say that again because it was really sexy saying that, old school baseball and new school analytics, because you don't have that. You have a lot of dinosaurs in baseball. You have a lot of guys that scoff at these, Excel sheets and PowerPoints and all this data that's reigning the game. But Strom's been able to combine the two and have a lot of success. And you've seen that time and time again when pitchers come to Houston to see them go from an average to below average pitcher to an above average to ace-like pitcher. I mean, it's from Charlie Morton to Gerrit Cole. You see guys that he just spins up. And I say that not trying to have a pun, but he's found a way to get pitchers with high spin rates, pitch to their true strengths and not what, old school baseball says, throw the sinker a lot, throw the curveball. No, we're going to throw what's best for the pitcher and the best way to get batters out. You saw that with Gerrit Cole, from dropping his sinker when he threw in Pittsburgh all the time to nothing but high heat and high, we're going to challenge batters. So having a pitching coach like that overseeing it all, I do have faith, but there's a lot of question marks there. And to have Justin Verlander out was very worrisome. Obviously, the Astros caught a huge break with the season being pushed back. I personally don't think we will see Verlander pitching till at least May. A lat strain is nothing to scoff at, nothing to say, oh, that's nothing. A lat strain is something that could last the entire season, flare up at any point. Obviously, there is a gentleman on Twitter, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he brought up a very interesting thread, and he brought it up, and he highlighted that Verlander was going back to a shorter arm motion. And with that shorter arm motion, he was kind of going to be, and he did predict that he was going to have tricep pain, and something with his tricep was going to flare up. And it happened in 2015 with the tricep lat issue. And to see that be predicted, I'm trying to find it on Twitter right now, but I just can't find this gentleman. It was worrisome, and I guess he did it because I think Verlander had some comments previously that he wanted to get some, you know, extra oomph on his fastball, and maybe October got in his head, you know, to not get that World Series win, to not bring back a World Series at Houston when we were so close. As a competitor, it gets to anyone. So I think Verlander went to something that he felt was comfortable with, and it may have backfired. Chris O'Leary, at the pain guy, he has a tweet, and he has it before the injury happened, has a photo of Verlander when he was a Tiger with a medicine ball type. It's not as heavy as a medicine ball. It's an inflated bouncy ball between his arm, his bicep, his tricep, and shortening his release. And it looks like he is short arming the baseball. And the tweet goes, here's the problem with Justin Verlander. His arm action looks shorter. He's closer to short arming the ball than long arming it. Excuse me. I know that's a thing, but it's a stupid thing. The last time Verlander tried this, he hurt his triceps. And this was 3 days before he actually injured his arm. He has a whole thread on it. He has photos from his first couple starts in spring training this year. It has photos of an actual short arm delivery. And hopefully Verlander can get back to what he was doing. Flare up like a lat strain is nothing to mess with. It's tough. But the Astros did catch a huge break. Verlander caught a huge break with the season being pushed back. All eyes are on Mr. Greinke. This is what you traded a package of prospects for. So he's going to have to be the ace. And if anyone remembers, we should have kept him in a few more innings, I believe, last October. But I have confidence in him. Lance is going to pitch his ass off. He's going to compete. He's never been a low ERA guy. He's a high K9 guy, higher ERA. But with the ERA being up, the K9 is up. So that 4 and 5 spot is up for grabs. Jose looks like he has that fourth spot kind of, you know, narrowed up. It's going to be really interesting how these creatures of habit, these baseball players, are going to take to the spring training being canceled and then the season pushback, how they're going to handle all that. I do feel really, really bad for the Astros tour. I mean, the end of the world is happening for this poor cat that wanted to bring the Astros down like they were the New World Order. He had the conspiracies. He's led his little minion army, and I feel bad for him. I mean, that's what he was living for. What else is this guy going to do? That sucks. You hate to see it. You really, really hate to see it. And then the last thing we'll touch on, Mr. Yordan Alvarez, Rookie of the Year, our Cuban missile, the knee injuries. It's troublesome when you have a guy that big having knee issues. Obviously, he'll be slated as a DH. He won't be out in the outfield. But the knee injuries are could be frequent with this guy. He's huge. You know, he's 6'6", 240, 250. I mean, that's a lot of dudes. So the body's going to have some aches and pains for 100, 162, 100, you know, he played 175, 180 games last year for the first time probably ever in his life. And we kind of saw that. We saw him dip off, you know, early in the playoffs. You could tell the toll of the season got to him a bit. Had a great World Series, but the longer the season in baseball goes into October, the it's a toll on the body. So I think this break kind of will be good for the Astros a bit to get their ducks in a row. Obviously helps Dusty Baker. He was sprung into it, you know, had 1 week to prepare to go to spring training. So maybe lets him catch his breath a bit. He's a cool cat. I mean, I think Chandler Rome has tweeted a couple of times that this guy, he on his off days, goes fishing out in Florida and goes yachting and does all the things in West Palm Beach that, you know, our retiree does. So I'm glad he's enjoying it. It looks like he's rejuvenated, has a guy's fired up. But we'll wrap up here. Emergency podcast has been a crazy, crazy, crazy 48 hours of the sports world. We've never seen it before. All these sports being suspended and canceled, and for good reason. It's for the betterment of everyone. Hopefully, you guys can take this time to read, educate yourselves on what's going on. See what's going on. Maybe social distancing's the thing. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not working for the WHO. I just hopefully everyone out there, everyone listening, their families are healthy. We're just going to listen. We're going to listen to the professionals and we'll go from there. But yes, episode 2, emergency podcasts, mission control podcasts. We'll wrap up here, but look out for episode 3 coming out early next week. I believe we're going to have Mr. Little Bro Taylor, maybe Mr. Bobby as well, and maybe Mr. David Silva. We're going to get them all on the podcast, introduce them to you guys. But thank you guys for tuning in. This is Dez. You can follow me at ApolloDez1. Follow us at Apollo Media. But I am signing out. You guys stay crazy. Bye.